little places, makes a little drag.
Yeah.
Going over them. Of course, they'll last a long time. I guess a lot longer than these other, but them, these in-state meadows, that's what it drives so much better. He better. How'd you come over here? You come by Payneville, did you? You come out through Payneville over here?
No, I can't find that on the map either. Should it be on the map?
Payneville?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good place. That's the way it...
I'm staying near this place. It has a sign that says Payneville Road.
Road, that's what it's saying.
I guess I'm near there.
Uh-huh, you could come right on out there. It's a good road to come here, Blacktop Road, all the way here.
Yeah.
Up to there. I hit that pavement road and come right on. You run over one of the two little stones over there and you come on down to this last one and turn you right and come on up here about 300-400 yards. Then you turn back to your left and you come hit right in straight into Arno. That one goes straight there through here, Marno back that way, it goes to Harper's away, hit 431, Lewis Bay Pike.
Mm-hmm.
But you turn off over to the right over there, and go down a steep hill, kind of right much hill, and go down this little old store I'm telling you about, and then you turn your left and you stay right on that road.
Mm-hmm.
And you come out over at that truck stop. Right in front of it. Road runs right in front of it.
Hmm.
So we had, evidently that would be your, have you been going down and coming out 96?
Yeah.
Hitting and turned off on Arno Road, have you?
Yeah.
This would be close to you, because you know you'd be close right there at that truck stop, aren't you?
Yeah.
And it's what, at least 2.5-3 miles, ain't it, back down to 96? On the interstate, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Be a little closer, but you might hit off on the wrong road. You might be in night. Night and daytime, man. If you come back in the morning, I'd come that way. Of course, you can see, you know. And then if you had stopped, they'll stop. But you wouldn't want to stop. You'd stay on that pavement road till you get up down that little stove. And it's turned down. Come on up and then turn back your left, turn your right, that's the Payneville Store there on the corner. And you come up and turn back your left and you run right out, come up a little hill there, don't you? And say you didn't have no trouble finding the Hunter Smith and Toll.
Finding who?
Smith and boy.
No.
Was it home when you got there?
Yeah, he was there.
And you remember seeing him right there? Oh, that's...
I didn't remember him. I remembered it after he mentioned it. I remembered his horse's name, you know, after he said it, you
mm-hmm.
know. And, you know, he had a picture there. I was really surprised. But his horse had taken fourth that night.
That night.
And it was in a good class, too. So.
Hey, boy, that said his horse won it.
He won it Thursday night.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He said,
Wallace won it. Yeah, I got who the girl he said was riding his horse. One, was she a good looking girl?
I'd say it Thursday night.
I mean, said night.
I don't remember.
He said this girl, he told the girl's name, but I didn't know her. Said she had and was been training. He always gave her whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
He's trying to get him up, get him before he can sell for a big lot of money.
Uh-huh.
What he's trying to do. I told him we were going to take him back in Chimper. He begged me into it. I never got a dime out in my life. I've had it all my life in Chimper. Never did get a dime out of it.
You
want
it in Chimper?
Yeah, uh-huh. I told him, I said, I just ain't going to take it. He said, oh, you are. Let me write you the same one you had last year. I said, no, I ain't going to take it to you. They said, yeah, I'll let you give it to these other people. They'll get it. I don't know getting it.